The Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's Kelly's Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
So Miley Cyrus is going to star in Woody Allen's upcoming series for Amazon. Many people, I think, forget that she was an actress at one point.
Yeah.
There's no title for the project yet, but it's going to be 6 half-hour episodes written by Woody Allen, who's also going to be doing one of the parts in the series.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to be 6 standalone or like a running storyline. We don't know yet. But Amazon's been hitting it out of the park with their original programming, including Golden Globes winners Mozart in the Jungle and Transparent. I am an Amazon Prime member. Why am I not taking advantage
right.
of the programming that is made available to me?
Is that Mozart in the Jungle a musical?
I think it is.
It is?
When is that People versus OJ start? Isn't that pretty soon?
Yes, it's February 2nd, I believe. Yeah, I'm excited.
On Lifetime
American
or
crime story. It should
FX.
Be on FX.
FX. I think it's FX,
Where American
right.
Horror Story is.
I still don't get what Cuba is playing OJ, though.
I hope it's everything we hope it's going to be.
Yeah, right.
It looks good.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure he nailed his audition.
I bet you he did.
So Jennifer Lopez took a meeting with Liam Payne. And, of course, everybody's saying, oh, she's trying to date him now because, you know, Casper Smart's out. No.
Nah.
It was a professional meeting about possibly doing some of Liam's songs that he's written. Jennifer's actually meeting with several writers to find the right songs for her next album. And with One Direction going on what's probably a permanent hiatus, sorry, that's the way it's looking, Liam told this British radio show last year he actually prefers writing music to performing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he even set up his own publishing company, Hampton Music Limited. And he's writing songs for several artists, he hopes. And Jennifer's just one.
Yeah.
And that he has in mind for some of his songs.
And he wants to move to L.A. and do the whole production thing. He's going to have a cool studio in his house.
Huh.
He should.
Yeah, why not?
You know, Donald Trump's running for president.
Number 3.
I'm sure you all knew that, right?
I heard about it.
You can't take for granted that people know everything, so you have to remind
them. Yeah. He's going to make America great again.
But you also remember he did this show for NBC called The Apprentice, which eventually evolved into The Celebrity Apprentice. He can't do both. He can't run for president and do The Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, didn't they drop him?
Well, he...
It's his show.
It's his show.
Yeah. Are the rumors true?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's hosting it.
Yeah.
And I think that's fabulous. And they've gotten their first celebrity contestant.
Who?
Vince Neil.
Oh, okay. Wrestler.
No.
What?
He's not a wrestler?
No.
Vince Neil is a musician.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, not
which
one?
About?
Not Vince Gill.
Which one is
that's
he,
country
JC?
Guy.
Vince Neil? Oh, he sings that one song.
He sings a lot of songs.
So, a lot of
with
songs.
With a band.
Yeah, that
he's
band.
He's in a band.
Yeah, he's in Motley Crue.
Yes!
Oh,
yes. I know. Really nice hair.
Very good.
I'm still getting over being choked by my own saliva from the last break. I'm sorry.
Nick told me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
Motley Crue just wrapped up their final tour New Year's Eve, so he jumped at it. He'd love to do it. And no word on any other celebrities in talks to do the show, but it's set to debut in September. I'm going to watch it. It's really fun.
Yeah.
So Louis Tomlinson has
Number
set
two.
Up his newborn son and his one-night stand, Brianna Jungwirth, in a nice 3-bedroom home in Calabasas. Man, her timing couldn't have been more perfect, could it? You know?
I guess.
I'm a woman who struggled with years of infertility. You hear one-night stand, boom, she's got a baby. I just...
Well, you can't get mad at her. It's not like they were planning on having a baby.
I know women are struggling, and you hear this one little hottie thing. You get
hit it on the right night.
Now, I'm sure it makes the women that are struggling even more angry when the girl's like, oh, man, it was a one-night stand, and I don't even want the baby.
Oh, come on.
I
don't even want to go there. But anyway, he set her up in a nice 3-bedroom home in Calabasas.
Nice.
Cool.
You know, they said it's very nice, but it's nowhere near the $10 million mansion. It was rumored he was going to be buying for her. Now, TMZ's reporting Brianna's going to have to furnish it herself. Louis's renting a place nearby so he can be close to his son. That one's probably the $10 million mansion looking at. Sources told TMZ the couple's getting along fine for now. They're still trying to come to an agreement on child support. She reportedly wants $600,000 a year, which,
yikes.
You know, break it down.
$50,000 a month.
For that's in what she could be asking for.
To live in Calabasas, which is where the Kardashians live. Those houses, that's probably at least $10,000 a
month. Well, I wonder if the 50 is including the rent on the house or not.
I don't know.
But
I think the house maybe was, they got a big contract going on. But you hear about other celebrities that you don't think make a lot of money, and you find out the amount of child support they're paying. So this doesn't seem unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does to common people, but we don't have millions of, you know, there's not millions of dollars that daddy has.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So anyway, she says she's not trying to be a gold digger. She just wants her son to have a good life.
He should at least furnish the house. That's expensive.
I think she'll be able to take care of that with $600,000 a year.
Yeah, $50,000 a month. Yeah.
Get some IKEA.
All right, so Rob Kardashian's got a lot of issues. This we know. But one of them, obviously, is complete disdain for his family. Black China posted a picture on Instagram with a heavily tatted arm wrapped around her blossoming bosom. It's obviously Rob, because you can tell by the tattoo.
Yeah.
And she captioned it, "The beginning."
Of what?
Oh, yeah, it's the beginning of a family war. Because once upon a time, if you remember, Black China was BFFs with Kim Kardashian. Their relationship fell apart. I don't know what reasons there. I'm sure if I did a little digging, I could find out. But so did Black China's relationship with her baby daddy, Tyga, who took up with a very much underage Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we got the joy of watching Kylie and Black China go back and forth against each other on Instagram. That was fun to kind of follow along, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, now Kylie is said to be livid at Rob's betrayal. This is a knife in the back,
yeah,
truly.
It really
this
is.
This is a real, I mean, out of all the women in the world, there's Black China.
Especially in the Hollywood scene.
Yes.
You can't go against your family, man.
But shortly after Black China's post, Khloe Kardashian tweeted that classic line from The Godfather, "You can do anything, but never go against the family."
Yep.
So, yeah. Whoa.
I don't know what's going to happen.
And is he still, Rob, is he still living in Chloe's
house? He's supposed
back
to be living in Chloe's house.
He's going to wake up with a horse's head.
And by the way, the rumor is Chloe is renting the place right down the street from her for Lamar. Is James Harden still sticking around for all this?
I'm going to go to California and get into real estate.
I don't
business.
Know. She had been, there was speculation that James wasn't being faithful after he went out to the strip club with a bunch of other guys. So Chloe started tweeting things out.
Oh, a guy goes to a strip club and he's not being faithful.
He should have worn his fake beard.
Okay, so that's your showbiz top five.
Thank you, Kelly Raspberry. And coming up next. And I'll rise up. I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up. I'll rise. That right there is Andra Day.
Yeah, buddy.
If you heard her name before, you know what talent she brings to this show.
And if you haven't, you will.
You want to get to know this girl.
Trust me.
She's great. She's from San Diego. She knows Stevie Wonder. And we'll fill you in with everything you need to know about Andra Day and have her perform in the Canal Side Lounge coming up next.
It's still morning, so we have plenty more show on the way. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.